The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is there anything in my life that I'm doing that is tearing down this physical body of mine, making it less possible for God to work a miracle because my choices are not in harmony with His will?
This is Hope Lives 365 with Pastor Mark Finley. Today's message, dealing with disease. Enjoy, and remember, you can always catch up with past messages and stay up to date with Hope Lives 365 and Pastor Mark by going to hopelives365.com. And now, Pastor Mark Finley.
My topic is not how do you prevent disease, neither is it why do some people get sick who apparently follow the laws of health and others don't. But here's what my topic is, dealing with disease. Once you are sick, how do you deal with it? What are your five lines of defense? We're going to pray, and then we're going to look at the five lines of defense in dealing with disease. Let's pray. Father in heaven, grant to us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to understand. I know that there will be those that will watch this YouTube video who are struggling with some illness. Help the things that I say and the experience that I've gone through to be a blessing to them, I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Five lines of defense when you're dealing with disease. Here's the first line of defense. It is a spiritual approach to disease. It's experience God's presence. The consciousness that God is with us in every one of life's challenges is life-giving. Understanding the presence of God in every one of life's situations, that itself is healing. The sense that we're not alone when we face disease is therapeutic. Look at these promises in the Bible. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20. Jesus puts it this way, last part of the Gospel of Matthew. Last line in the Gospel of Matthew, last words in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The consciousness of God's presence when you're facing disease makes all the difference in the world. Hebrews 13 and verse 5. The sense that when you're sick, God has not forsaken you. The sense when you're sick that God is with you, strengthening, sustaining, encouraging, supporting, uplifting. Hebrews 13, verse 5, the scripture says, let your conduct be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. Now listen to this. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man can do to me. So the Lord is my helper. Jesus says, I will never leave you or forsake you. You may be suffering on a bed of illness. Your future may look dark, but Jesus can light that future. Jesus is with you. He says, I will what? Never, never, never leave you or forsake you. Now, what is the role of faith in disease? Sensing the presence of God is faith saying, I know God's going to heal me. Well, the truth of the matter is, He is going to heal you sometime. He can heal you instantly, He can heal you gradually, or He can allow you to rest until the resurrection. But one day, you and I will be healed. One day, we'll walk streets of gold. One day, we'll live in a land where there's no sickness, suffering, sorrow, heartache, or death. But what is faith? I've defined faith this way. Faith is the absolute confidence that a loving God has our best interest in view. It believes when we cannot see. It believes before we can see. It believes beyond what we can see. And it believes before others can see. Faith is a relationship of trust in the God who loves us beyond what we can ever imagine, in the God who cares for us beyond what we can ever understand, and arranges all the affairs of our life for our good and His glory. That's faith. Faith is trusting God, that He's with you when your eyes cannot see, when your ears cannot hear His voice, but He is there present to uplift, sustain, and encourage you. C.S. Lewis, the great Christian apologist, made a remarkable statement when he said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, because by it I see everything else." In other words, what he was saying is this, that I believe in Christianity just as I believe in the sun, because when the sun shines, it illuminates the darkness, and I can see everything else. I can see trees, and I can see rocks, and I can see flowers, and I see green grass, and I see people. I see shops. I see everything else clearly because the sun is shining. When the Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ, shines in your life, you see everything else clearly. Going through sickness, your first line of defense is a sense of God's presence. Now, this sense of God's presence is healing, it's therapeutic, it brings life into the body. Researchers at Mayo Clinic came to this conclusion. Most studies have shown, and I'm quoting the researchers there, that famed International Health Center, the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Most studies have shown that religious involvement in spirituality are associated with better health outcomes, including greater longevity, coping skills, and health-related quality of life, even during terminal illness and less anxiety, depression, and suicide. Several studies have shown that addressing the spiritual needs of the patient may enhance the recovery from illness. So as you sense the presence of God in whatever you are going through, that very conscious awareness of God's presence brings life, health, and healing to the body. So the first line of defense in dealing with disease is the conscious awareness of God's presence, of trusting that your life is in His hands and that He'll do nothing to harm you, that He'll do nothing at all to keep you from enjoying life in all of its abundance, that He is there by your side to strengthen and encourage you. Now, here's the second line of defense. It's understanding one of three provisions that God has made you, and we're going to look at each of these three. But the second line of defense is understanding the first of the three provisions that God has given to us when we are sick. It is understanding how to build our immune system to face the illness. We see this in the Bible in 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings 5 reveals the story of Naaman. Naaman was a Syrian military captain who developed leprosy. And there in his household was a little maid who shared with him the story of the prophet Elisha. Naaman went to Elisha for healing at the encouragement of this little maid who said, "If you were in my country with the prophet Elisha, I know you could be healed." So Naaman went. Elisha said to Naaman, "Go wash in the river seven times." Naaman responded, "Look, I got rivers in my own country. I don't need to go to your river to wash." Naaman's servant was a very wise man. He said, "Look, if the prophet would have told you to do some hard thing, you would have done it. Now go wash in the river Jordan." Naaman went and washed in the river Jordan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And seventh time his leprosy is healed. He's thrilled. Why do you think God had Elisha tell Naaman to go wash in the River Jordan, because Naaman must cooperate with God in the process of that healing. Now, this is not unusual. You look at Jesus in the New Testament, John chapter 9. And here in John chapter 9, we find again the story of a healing. It is the story of a blind man. You remember the disciples said, who did sin, this man or his relatives, his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus heals this blind man. But how does Jesus heal him? John chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, when he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva. He anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay, and he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Now, there's two basic similarities in both of those stories. First is very simple natural means were used to produce the healing. Second principle in the story is that the individual, both Naaman and the blind man, had to cooperate with God. Here is the second line of defense, again, when we deal with disease. We ask ourselves, what can I do to cooperate with God in harmony with the laws of nature to build my immune system so that I can fight the disease I'm dealing with? In the book Ministry of Healing, page 232, I read this statement. Those who seek healing by prayer should not neglect to make use of the remedial agencies within their reach. So this, one of the spiritual defenses is recognizing the presence of God, seeking God in prayer, by faith believing God is with me and he can produce healing in my body. A second line of defense is cooperating with God in doing everything I know to live in harmony with the laws of health. I continue, it is not a denial of faith to use such remedies as God has provided to alleviate pain and to aid nature in her work of restoration. It is no denial of faith to cooperate with God and to place themselves in the condition most favorable to recovery.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Finley. We thank you for listening and hope you're enjoying today's message. Our mission is to attractively present the Christ-centered biblical truths of Scripture in a practical, relevant way to people around the world so that they may experience the abundant life that Christ offers and effectively share with confidence His life-changing truths with others. You can support this ministry and help us reach even more by going to hopelives365.com/donate. And now, back to Pastor Mark Finley.
God has put it in our power to obtain a knowledge of the laws of life. This knowledge has been placed within our reach for use. We should employ every facility for the restoration of health, taking every advantage possible, working in harmony with natural laws. Now, notice this statement. It's a very powerful statement. It is not a denial of faith to cooperate with God, to work in harmony with God. So when you deal with disease, you want to raise some questions. Is there anything in my life that I'm doing that is tearing down this physical body of mine, making it less possible for God to work a miracle because my choices are not in harmony with His will? What can I do to cooperate with God in building the immune system or boosting the immune system, or as some say, optimizing the immune system? In the Harvard Health newsletter, I picked up this gem recently from Harvard University called Healthy Ways to Strengthen Your Immune System. And then they say, your first line of defense is to choose a healthy lifestyle. Following good general health guidelines is the single best step you can take toward naturally keeping your immune system working properly. Every part of your body, including your immune system, functions better when protected from environmental assaults and bolstered by health-giving, life-giving strategies. Then it lists a number of things you can do. Here are some practical things you can do to optimize your immune system and to cooperate with God in healing when you're dealing with disease. So this is what Harvard University says. Let me just read it to you from the Harvard newsletter. It says this. Number one, don't smoke. In other words, if you're smoking, give up smoking, because that's destroying the body. It is an unhealthful practice that makes it less capable for the body to have a strong immune system to overcome disease. Number two, this is Harvard University now. Eat a diet high in fruits and vegetables. Number three, exercise regularly. Number four, maintain a healthy weight. If you drink alcohol, drink only in moderation. I would say don't drink at all. Get adequate sleep. Take steps to avoid infection, such as washing your hands frequently and cooking meats thoroughly. Try to minimize stress. And then it says keep current with all recommended vaccines. In other words, you want to optimize your immune system. You want to do everything possible to cooperate with God. So how do you deal with disease? First, you trust God. First, you take a spiritual approach and know that God is with you. You seek Him in prayer. You place your life in His hands. You receive new energy from the presence of God. Secondly, you do everything possible to cooperate with God by giving up any habits that are detrimental to your health. If you're eating a high-fat diet, you want to shift that diet to fruits, nuts, grains, and vegetables. If you haven't been getting exercise, you want to get out there and start walking, head erect, shoulder back, deep breaths. You want to get adequate amounts of water. If you've been smoking or drinking alcohol, you want to say, Lord, give me the strength to give those up. I want to optimize my immune system. If you've lived a stress-filled life with little rest or sleep, you want to optimize your immune system by getting adequate rest and sleep. Now, here's your third line of defense. It's the second one of God's provisions that He has given. You recognize that God is the author of science, and that while you are trusting God, while you're attempting to optimize your immune system, you explore every possible solution in medical science possible. God is the fountain of all wisdom. God is the source of all true knowledge. Science, rightly understood, is one of God's healing agencies to reduce suffering and alleviate disease. You know, the word science comes from one of the root words is skill, which means to know. It's knowledge. So all true knowledge comes from God. And the study of anatomy and physiology, the study of the causes, prevention, and treatment of disease is a God-given science. Of everything God has created, the human body is the most marvelous. It's the most fantastic. It's an infinite engineering intelligence. And although God is the ultimate healer, He uses a variety of ways to heal, and one of those is 21st century modern medicine. Now, wise men and women do not deny that God's the author of knowledge. Proverbs 15, verse 14. So it is God that has given godly physicians the knowledge of how to deal with disease. All true science comes from God. Proverbs 15, verse 14. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge. So the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge. Look at Proverbs 18, verse 15. The heart of the prudent acquires knowledge. The ear of the wise seeks knowledge. So medical science has its basis in knowledge or wisdom that comes from God. And so it's no denial of faith to go to a physician. It's no denial of faith to seek the best possible known medical treatment. It's no denial of faith to explore science, because all true science, all true knowledge, all true wisdom comes from God. Luke was a skilled medical missionary physician who was a companion of the Apostle Paul and used his medical knowledge in soul winning. There is a marvelous statement in the book Ministry of Healing, page 141, about Luke that I think is really insightful. Let me give you a little background. Luke, as a medical missionary physician, incidentally, who wrote more in the New Testament than anybody else? Well, if you look at the books of the New Testament, you'd say it's the Apostle Paul. But if you look at the words, it's Luke, because the words in the book of Acts and the words in the Gospel of Luke, and Acts, of course, was written by Luke. If you combine those two together, Luke, a doctor, physician, medical practitioner, wrote more in the New Testament than any other single writer. Luke accompanied Paul on his missionary journeys, and he accompanied him to Philippi. Philippi was an amazing city, about 7 miles from Neapolis, modern-day Kavala. And it was a tremendous city because it was not far from the sea. The sea breezes blew in. It was at the end of the Ignatian Way. The Ignatian Way led from Philippi to Rome. And it was at the base of the Pagonian Hills, a city of, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000. In the Pagonian Hills, they found gold. So it was a very wealthy city. Many Roman soldiers retired there, so it was a wealthy retirement community, and it had a very aggressive trade. So the wagons and the carts brought goods from Rome to Philippi. Ships came into the harbor there, and these ships brought spices, and they brought silks and carpets, and they brought food and exotic foods from all over the world. So Philippi was a very well-to-do city. It had a very active, bustling marketplace. And Paul attempted to start a Christian church there. He went out and preached to Lydia by the riverside. And as Paul preached to Lydia, she accepted the gospel, a very wealthy woman. She was a seller of purple. As purple is a dye made from a shell called a mollusk. And even the archaeologists have found piles of those shells along the seashore. And so she made this purple dye, and togas, or the garments of the Romans, were dipped in this dye. And, they were crazy about the fad of purple togas, and the women loved that as a fashion. And so Lydia was a sharp businesswoman. She sold her dyes there and made the garments. And she was a convert of Paul and began a small church in her house. Paul also was led by the Holy Spirit to convert a slave girl, likely from Africa, and she joined that little church, and also a Roman civil servant. You remember Paul was imprisoned there in Philippi, and as he was imprisoned, he prayed and praised. You want a miracle. You pray, you praise, and you have faith. And God works miracle. Prayer and praise and faith are the ingredients for which miracles take place. The prison fell down. Paul then led the Roman jailer to conversion. And so imagine, here's Lydia's house. And it's a little church there. And in that church, there's Lydia, this Asian businesswoman, wealthy. There's a little African slave girl. There's a Roman civil servant that's there, the jailer. After Paul's impact on that Roman jailer, Paul was persecuted in that city and had to leave. But Luke stayed behind, this doctor. And I want to read to you from Ministry of Healing about this doctor Luke. It says, Luke, the writer of the gospel that bears his name, was a medical missionary. In scriptures, he's called the beloved physician. So here's a physician that's beloved. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to find a brilliant, scientific, modern physician who is a Christian committed to Jesus, but who's brilliant and has scientific background. The apostle Paul heard of his skill, that's Luke's skill as a physician, and sought him out as one to whom the Lord had entrusted a special work. He secured his cooperation, and for some time Luke accompanied him in his travels from place to place. After a time, Paul left Luke at Philippi in Macedonia. Here, Luke continued his labor for several years, both as a physician and teacher of the gospel. In his work as a physician, he ministered to the sick, prayed for their healing, the healing power of God to rest upon the afflicted ones. Thus, the way was open for the gospel message. Luke's success as a physician gained for him many opportunities for preaching Christ among the heathen. It is the divine plan that we work as the disciples work. Physical healing is bound up with the gospel commission. In the work of the gospel, teaching and healing are never to be separated. So here we find an example in the Bible of a godly physician who ministered to the physical needs of people using medical knowledge, using his scientific expertise. And as he did that, their hearts were open to the gospel and he shared Christ with them.
You've been listening to Hope Lives 365 with Pastor Mark Finley. We hope you've enjoyed today's message and remind you that you can find more in our many ministry resources at hopelives365.com. And you can support this ministry by going to hopelives365.com/donate. And now, a final thought from Pastor Mark.
Then what is a line of defense for you, for me, when we have sickness? First line of defense is a spiritual line. Prayer, faith, the presence of God. That's healing. Second line of defense, optimize your immune system. Do everything you can with nature's remedies to cooperate with God. Third line of defense, explore medical options. Fourth line of defense, understanding God's provisions again. God provides for us natural remedies. God provides for us scientific knowledge and medicine. God also provides for us family, friends, and the church for support. Positive attitude has a beneficial effect on our well-being and health.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.